Podcasting from Deep Ellum in Dallas, Texas, the home of Just Because It Hasn't Been Done Doesn't Mean It Can't Be Done. And this is the Bourbon and Branding Podcast, where we shoot bourbon, talk brands. And I'm your host, Nathan Dell, your ADD king of thinking outside of the box. It's easier to get 1 million people to pay a dollar per month than it is to get one person to pay you a million just once. Too many people are focusing all their efforts on the big score and finding themselves running in place, while the thriving brands are focusing on catering to the masses. Think about how little overhead it would take to offer 7 billion people in the world something of value for just $1 per month. Your company made over $84 billion in just 12 months. At $10 per month, your brand is one of the largest companies in the world in just 1 year. Congrats. With that cash flow, your company ended world hunger, has educated every child on the planet, provided healthcare to the world, and still made a gigantic profit for all for just $10 a month. The idea of the betterment of the group like socialism and communism versus capitalism and the focus on the individual has proven to be a win for the West. As Bridget Fetisi says, capitalism always wins. However, these philosophies only apply to government. When it comes to business, numbers don't lie, and it's a landslide to the collective. The age of the mass production and the rise of the giants like Ford in the early days and the internet companies like Netflix and Uber up to date have proven that focusing on delivering to the masses instead of catering to the individual is the most dominant business model ever to exist. The world is opening up with technology, so focus on offering value to the group and not just catering to the needs of the individual. Sitting stagnant and waiting for opportunity to knock down your door, or using the excuse of "I'm planning" to procrastinate is the recipe for failure, which in reality is just a mask to hide your own fear of failure. Ask any man on his deathbed what he regrets. He'll tell you every time. He only regrets the things he didn't do. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. So get started right now building your brand. Take your lumps, learn from your mistakes, because knowledge is wrapped up in failure. Trust me when I tell you some of our biggest life lessons will come from some of your biggest life's blunders. Knowing what not to do in business is half the battle. Remember, the most important thing in business is consistency. Keeping your word and delivering your product on service or service on time every time is the name of the game. Always dress as presentable as possible. An eye for fashion and a smile can get you through many doors. Dressed in your business threads, pound the pavement. Be a mover and shaker within your industry. Respect comes from being respected. Oh, and whatever you do, don't take your shoes off until you get home. You know Steve Jobs, yeah, hippie, put your shoes back on. Dress sharp, do your preparation in advance. Remember, success is a mindset, and the more you imitate it, the more opportunities will come your way. In this segment, I'm going to give you my top 5 publicly traded companies along with their ticker to own or at least add to your watch list. All right, let's start off. My number one company to watch and invest in is always Berkshire Hathaway, ticker BRK.B. I absolutely love this company. Warren Buffett is the epitome of consistency. Slow and steady with extremely deep pockets wins the race. My number two company, without question, is Tesla and the symbol TSLA. How could you not love this brand and love watching it? With a visionary like Elon Musk at the lead, anything is possible. Just be aware of Tesla's consistency in the media versus in real life. The company seems to always be under serious heat from someone. So separating rumors from facts are critical with this brand. My third company I'm filling is Wix.com with the ticker WIX. This pick has a lot to do with me working there over the past year, and their stock price to market cap ratio is huge. The stock has the right numbers and all the opportunities to return a huge profit to shareholders. My number four brand to watch is one of my all-time favorites. Levi Strauss & Co. is an American brand icon that was founded in 1853 and is still making some of the best jeans on the planet. Sharp-looking classics that are durable and reasonably priced never go out of style. Not to mention, I love those damn stretchy jeans of theirs. Levi's is set up to make big waves in 2020 with nice collaborations, including Nike and others. Make sure and add the ticker symbol Levi, L-E-V-I, to your stock watch list. And the next time you need a new pair of jeans, try on those stretchy jeans. I promise you, you'll love them just as much as I do. My fifth and final brand to watch is going to be a shocker to most. But I promise you, if you take the time and do a little research, you'll see what I'm seeing. This brand is something you probably haven't paid attention to in years. JCPenney. Yeah, you heard it correctly. I said JCPenney. Also, I said don't listen to the people talking heads on TV. Go and shop at one of their locations. I promise you'll be pleasantly surprised. Clean and modern with amazing deals including brands like Nike, Levi's, and many more. JCPenney is a straight hidden gem with some of the most amazing deals you'll find. Oh, did I mention they have a Sephora inside of them too? That's pretty cool. You're going to have to see the store and JCPenney's to believe it. But this stock is way worth adding to any portfolio. At only 80 cents a share, trust me, there's not too many stocks you can own 300 shares of for less than $300. That's even close to the brand of JCP. Thanks for listening to the Bourbon & Branding Podcast with your ADD King, Nathan Dale. Make sure and check out bourbonandbranding.com where I post exclusive members-only content. Also, make sure and join the conversation in our members-only forum. And don't forget to subscribe to the weekly newsletter and stay up to date with email alerts and more. Tune in next week for more bourbon shots and out-of-the-box ideas. Until then, see y'all.